Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is prime time on Money FM 89.3. Now, earlier last week, Budget 2021 was announced and has seen further support from the government to provide for small and medium enterprises, including a range of avenues to access capital they may need to innovate, transform, and scale up their businesses. For instance, the venture debt program will be enhanced and extended to ensure that high-growth companies have access to financial capital, and new digital transformation schemes will co-fund businesses' plans to adopt digital solutions and new technologies. For the perspective of an SME in the space, we speak to Hari Sivan, CEO and founder of SoCash. Hari, hello. It's been a while.
Hi.
So let's just dive right into it, shall we? The significance of the enhanced Budget 2021 initiatives for SMEs, what did you make of them?
It would be a game changer in terms of repositioning Singapore, let's say 3 to 5 years down the line, simply because I think last year, all of us were definitely tested. And it is remarkable how, we have proven to be resilient, across the spectrum, aspiring a few sectors where the macros were definitely, significantly difficult. But the budget actually is for the future because it is really about rebuilding and making the economy reactivated or like kind of kickstarted. It is going to be a difficult few years to get back to, the model, which is like the momentum model, right? So we are kind of kickstarting different pieces, and the budget has all the right components in terms of debt, in terms of equity, in terms of a little bit of a push and a nudge here and there. And, significant amount of commitment in terms of capital. So basically it ticks all the boxes for existing businesses as well as for the new ones, which could basically carry Singapore into the next generation or the next gen economy.
So we're moving on, so to speak. Did you see, though, Hari, in your SME fraternity, businesses do enough to get to this stage? Because it's not about
absolutely
cash handouts anymore for Budget 2021. I'm going to teach you how to fish. I'm not going to give you the fish anymore.
And that it has been an evolution, right? And we have seen, within our business and around us, the early days of COVID, we saw a lot of doubts and businesses kind of saying, okay, we are putting a full stop, we are shutting down. And then, the last two quarters have been recovery. The digitization has actually surprised us because, SoCash has been working with the small businesses, primarily, our original business model was making cash more efficient and, solving problems around cash logistics and reducing the cost. But the same small businesses are now coming and asking us payment solutions, digital solutions. How can we use PayNow? How can we use Fast? How can we use real-time payments? And, they have actually given us insights that has allowed us to transform our business into payments. So we are leapfrogging into the payments world. And, without question, the infrastructure that has been built, let's say, in the last 5 to 10 years in the financial services, banking, fintech, that has probably been the force multiplier. And that will probably be the enabler for the wider economy to move into the productivity space. Because there is so much about growth, right? When your markets are not going to open up tomorrow. There will still be a lot of friction. There will be selective opening, closing. So what would make the difference would be the productivity. The capabilities that have been built would definitely give Singapore a significant advantage over its competitors. And, budget basically continues that, right? It is putting enough capital. It promotes certain levels of risk-taking. It is controlling costs, it is giving incentives, it is giving those pushes. Anything that is focused on technology is about productivity, increasing productivity, and that is in the right direction.
And it continues to help with digital adoption, yes, the Budget 2021.
It is not only helping, right? It's basically pushing.
And, the businesses get to the shoving phase of it.
Yeah, and it is needed, right? Because you can't operate different models. There has to be some level of standardization to get benefits. And it's for the good of the economy, So you can have exceptions, but, significant majority, if we all move towards a tech platform-driven approach to whatever our businesses are, and, it saves, let's say, 10-15%, costs or increase our sales by 10-15%. And just imagine the benefits in 3 to 5 year horizon, or maybe 5 to 10 year horizon, because these are all compounding benefits, right? So 15% gets compounded over 10 years.
Mm.
I mean, in my view, that is the sense I get. And that's absolutely right. And you know, if any country can do it, that's probably Singapore.
And your market outlook, Hari, for the Singapore's fintech startup space, how much affected was it by the pandemic? Where is it at right now? How's it going to look?
Fintechs, you know, let's leave out the banks, right? But the payments, the innovation, the smaller businesses or the startups, I think have been resilient. We have all found opportunities of growth within Singapore, outside Singapore. You know, it kind of forces you to think beyond the domestic market, you know, in many cases. So for example, we are now operating in Malaysia and Indonesia. We now have platforms that are, you know, like pretty much global. We are selling in Latin America, in Central Asia. At the same time, you know, iterating our product across ASEAN markets. So the fintech startup segment has been extremely resilient. I'm sure that, you know, this is where most of the hiring is happening. And I think it will continue. More and more of the larger fintech players are establishing Singapore as their base, which itself is a proof that, you know, this is the right place to be, whether it be big companies in the payment space, wealth management, whether it be investors. So it has been, you know, I would say, first two quarters have, you know, were a bit boring when we were all locked up inside the houses. But I think the last quarter and the first quarter is turning out to be amazing.
How's it been for you folks at SoCash? How did you weather the storm, so to speak? I mean, we're still sort of in the midst of a storm with just a dinky umbrella.
We waited for a while to, I mean, the initial thesis was, hey, it's going to be 3 to 6 months and, you know, the things will pick up. But we realized that work from home, you know, and prolonged work from home across different markets, we have to change our business model because our retail footprint itself was changing. So we have repositioned ourselves into the payment space. We're probably the fastest operator of PayNow network, you know, in the small business category. Like, you know, our growth is like amazing over the last 2 months. We got our Payment Services Act approval, so which gives us a lot more flexibility. We are doubling our volumes in Indonesia simply because, you know, Indonesia is a large market. And there, the COVID restrictions are of a different sort. It is a little bit more flexible in terms of consumption, probably because there is no other choice. So we have kind of repositioned ourselves in Singapore into the payment business. Of course, cash continues to be something which we offer as a service to banks and retailers. But our primary growth drivers are now coming from payments in Singapore. In larger markets, we basically are setting up and growing at a steady rate. There are challenges, but I think it'll be like, you know, head above water. And then once things are probably a little bit more like, you know, vaccination effects kick in and the consumption patterns return, I think we'll be back on a significantly faster growth trajectory because then the productivity gains will kick in.
Let's not wait too long to speak again. Yes, Hari, and I hope to welcome you back into the studio soon.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
Hari Sivan, CEO and founder of SoCash. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.